Oh, Jan. Yeah. Check, check, check. Yeah. Oh, okay. Hey. Hey. Oh, boy. The music's on. Yeah, but it's very low. It's a little loud. Okay. This is working. I'll be getting one. Plugging it directly to a mic. I don't hear the digital popcorns. So I've been getting digital popcorns. Now when I check my voice, switch the channel right now. Check, check. Hey, hey, who? Beep, 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 beep. It doesn't show up on Thormax, but it does with the my 2 preamp. So I don't know what it is. What is it? You know, is it preamp? Was it something else? I don't know. I don't know what the issue is. But it works this way. I'm fine with it. Hopefully it doesn't show up on the replays it, but even that happens, like, I record my voice on the final record and I play it back. That's why you're in the popcorn. I'd be like, oh, like, really? No, no, not really. Okay. So the Japanese city pop continues. No, this whole week's been like that. Been like craving for Asian food, all that stuff. And of course, I'm like, oh, I need meat. Not going to Arby's. Because they got the meat. No, I got it. Well, now I got some meatloaf. Gonna have that. Stovers. And I'm just doing the Angus burger thing. I just had one this morning for breakfast. Yeah, like a burger. Thinking about frying an egg. That's going to wake up everyone. So that's what happened early this morning. Then my finger, I woke up, it was numb. My pinky, my right hand is numb. So I'm like, okay, something's happening. I was sitting massaging it, then I'm like, oh yeah, I remember this. I had this. You know, today we'll panic, like, oh my god, it's the facts of it. Or I didn't get facts. Well, then it's the virus. Fire accident. No, it's not. Because I had this a long time. It would go through my thumb also. But sometimes it goes in the pinky and the carpal tunnel syndrome thing. It goes all the way to my back. So I need, after this podcast, I need to get some shiatsu. Shiatsu, I have to get all my shiatsu stick. Massage. See? I don't know if you hear that. That's the tendon of the finger. I stretch my back on that side. Get that lot. The numbness, once in a while it happens. And, I just need to, I guess, stretch massage, whatever. Yeah, so usually over in like a day or two. It's nothing to do with the virus, or the pax, or the monkeypox, or whatever they're coming up with, which is ridiculous. I'm like, well, let's find a way so we can just jab and all this stuff. And watch the reactions. Watch their reaction. And they're like, oh, look at that. Oh. And they're just laughing. They've seen that before. Like rich people live on the buildings. They're having their party, having their drinks, look down at you. Hey, look at this winner, folks. Like that. Like, yeah, great. Anyway, so I'm gonna try to do massage. And, no, I'm sure I'm gonna do the doggy leg thing. So, you have dogs. Bad dogs. You pet them. It's a sweet spot. You just like scratch. And their legs start kicking. Yeah. Oh, I won't be doing that. I do my massage. I don't want to kick my computer over. Which is high up on my desk. That's not going to happen. But two of my guitars are nearby. I might kick those. Yeah. No, I won't be doing that. I'm not a dog. Am I a dog? Well, I belong to the whole bunch of bands put together. They call Kings. From the South Kings. Yeah, you're a king. No, I'm a knight. I'm the wizard. That, like, Merlin. You guys are the king. You know, do that king stuff. It's also doghouse. Everybody in the doghouse. So there's a doghouse. Like every other game. Every other group I know have a dog house. They all have it. Okay, so. Oh. Changing to my voice thing. A little bit. Give it a little brightness. Okay. So, what's this? I don't know. What's going on? Planet. Where's Captain Planet? So there's all this stuff. Craziness. Again, so craziness. Mullets are coming back. Just in a strange way. Coming back. Yeah, it's just and I was like just same stuff, nothing else. Crypto to go down, and people are panicking. Crypto's falling, you know. It's only $3,000. Oh, we don't like this volatile stuff. No. Wait till you go down some bit more. That's when you buy more. Forget about selling. When it comes back and you sell it, then if you borrow money, you pay it off. Of course, that's a gamble. Could go wrong. It's not suggested. I'm not a financial person. I am, but I'm not personal to me. I'm a person to me. I'm responsible. those. But my suggestion, buy low, sell high, which is the norm. So if it goes down even more, we'll come back one day. So I was on Zero Hedge earlier. Scrolling. One, and I stopped. Brian Stelter is out of CNN. Little Brian. I'm not going to do the Mark guy's voice because I cannot. That was it. Of course, I once saw that. I didn't read the article. Oh, I bet Mark died something. He did. Did a video. Oh boy. Yeah. Let me see. China condemns newly announced former U.S. Taiwan trade talks. Send your planes, boats, and you have a threat. Nothing happened. Now what? Remember the, not those DARPA dogs? Taiwan should get a whole bunch of these. Just scrolled it right now. Saw it. Yeah. It's just in. You should get a whole bunch of these. You can like drop it off. Not. Robot dog. DARPA robot dog. With RPG. Top. Genius. Yeah, let's. This thing run around and shoot missiles. Crazy. Oh. There's a video on the article. I'm just gonna paste it. Whoever's listening. Oh, and then show notes. Holy cow. A dog with RPG. First time I've seen one of those with the shotgun. Oh, there we go. See. Oh, and before that, so we're not going to make a weapon. No. And they did it. And the drones flying around. Oh, we're not going to put weapons on. And they did. So, naturally, if they're going to release the human type, they're gonna put a gun on, of course. But will it be like a regular gun, or like eternal thing, or it just will be acting like a real person with a real gun? You know, separate piece, not part of the body itself. Which I think would be cool, because it would be like Gundam or those futuristic things, or you know. Iron Man, the Iron Man suit with the missile just inside the machine. The little tiny little missiles. Those little things. That would be cool. But don't give any idea. They don't need my idea. They already got there. If you can think of it, somebody made it already. I've done that before. Where I did car drawings, sketches. Like, let me think of futuristic cars. Did it. Then within like months, something comes out. I'm like, I did that. Like, you know, somebody's thinking the same thing you are all the time. Well, you, or maybe you're the original. But you, when you thought of it, you send it out to everybody. So, works that way too. The mass consciousness. That's how it works. Let me see. Japan wants people to drink more alcohol as a general generational trend. Cortex Hall. So you drink more. They encourage. Yeah. Why not? No, I miss those vending machines in Japan. Can just go up to one, you know, like food. Okay. Then they got some like toys, okay, t-shirts, okay. Sneakers, oh, phones, like, oh, laptops, oh. Then there's sake. You can have a cold or warm with different flavor. What? Then beer, Asahi. And what's the other one? What's the other Japanese beer? Can't remember. Let's see what they got. Sapporo. That's what I'm. Sapporo, Asahi and Sapporo. Current's not bad. Current's not bad. Like, I never had the Ichigo Koshi Hikuri. The Orion never had it. The Tachino, yeah. But they're in the vending machine. Some of these can. In cans. I see a lot of Asahi and Sapporo cans. And you can do a vending machine. It can be like 24/7. Just go. I need a beer. You know, like tourist spots. Yeah. Get tourist. Like, oh. It's middle of the night. Can't sleep. So let me get out of my hotel room. Take a walk. There's nobody on the streets. You just walk and look at the windows. Windows still on, like a lot of stores just leave the light. You can see the store display. It's kind of neat. Like, I want a beer. Why can't I get a beer? Bars are closed. Oh, vending machine. Like, no, some Japanese guy. Take you in, drag it. Here. Money here, push this. I was like, all right, what? Get beer or vending machines. I thought about that. Bring that to the United States, a bar. So, like, hey, you don't want to hang out by the, you don't want to go to the bartender, have a chat. You just want beer. It's crazy. Even when you type in like search, so crazy, really crazy. This bouquet, get this hot food one. It's actually ice cream. Yoga. That's like... coffee. Of course. Get a mask. Get toys. The laptop one, that was crazy. That's like back in, I went there. The MacBook, like 13 inch, just came out. I actually had one. It's traveling. I'm just like, take a walk. No, I have like some layover time, like I think close to a day. There's something wrong with the airplane. So I was like, oh, you gotta wait till the other one. It's gonna be, take a day. No, in the meantime, you can, this hotel room, you can go. Sorry. You can go hotel. You wanna step out, you have to go through the immigration thing. But no, they told me, if you go through immigration here, you don't have to do it at your destination. Let's do it here. So I got it. To the hotel, what to do? Well, this is Japan. Let me take a walk. It's my first time in Japan. I never been there. Been here before. And back then they had the laptop vending machine. God, this is crazy. This underwear, these panties. So panties. So panties. Oh, this is crazy. This is crazy. Can't believe it. Of course, the company that sells cars, vending car. That I'm sure something like that happened in Japan. You know, like. One of my favorite clothing brand, Uniqlo, they have everything. I need a t-shirt. Back then it was cheap. It's still cheap. But back then it was nothing, a dollar can get a t-shirt. Well, I mean, Uniqlo, I didn't see Uniqlo when I went to Asia, stopped by Japan. I didn't see that. I didn't see Uniqlo. But now they do. It's crazy. The second time I went there, I didn't see much. Same. It's pretty much same. Then years and years later, I went to Taiwan. That's when I saw the other thing. They're not bad. They have hot food. Surprise. Wow. Yeah, I think there's like one store I went to. It's all vending machines. I just, wow. A wall of it. Talk about it. Convenience. So why can't we have it here in the US? It's a Hello Kitty. Different type. Hello Kitty. That was neat. Yeah, so there's a whole bunch of them. I think they cut it down over the years because some of them just didn't make sense. Why would you want to? And people are breaking it. Even though it's very rare. It happens. Why do I sound like one of those people? Do you know what? You know, it rarely happens. So that's what I sound like today. Jeez. Holy cow. Am I being programmed? Am I a program? No! I'm gonna re. I'm a program, not a user. Oh, great. Okay. So, anyway, vending machine. Cool stuff, but I think we need it. What we need is new Broncos, more of them. Better coffee. Yeah, I'm about sick of it. Starbucks flavor. Well, even the other ones. It's coffee, it works. It's different. When you get the blend yourself, you make it. But after, even after a while, this, I've done guag, within like, I'm sick of it already. It's been 2 weeks. Yeah, it's okay. But I haven't had it for a long time. The first day, it was just like, oh. I have noticed that, the past couple of years, we, in general, everybody, although everybody in the world, we get bored. Bored things quick. Boom. This is great. One day, the next hour. Yeah. Sucks. It's been happening around the world. Everywhere. Or something you said, tell somebody, oh, this is great. It tastes great. Stuff. Then you go out and you buy it. Then you taste it. Ew. That's so weird. So, whole thing is just odd. Some, I don't know. What else is on the web? Not much today. See, I'm sure there's a lot of stuff. In general, it's just nothing interesting. One exciting news is AMD is finally ordering a whole bunch of 3 nanometer chips. So they're gonna make tiny chips. Oh, it's gonna save a lot of energy. Oh, they're gonna make the chip even smaller, or they're gonna put more. Same size chips die, will be the same size, but they put more processor. But like, ooh. So that was like, ooh. If you're into tech, you're like, ooh. But everybody else, like, what does that mean? I don't care. But that means computing. Maybe speed wise probably the same, but yeah, you're able to do more. Like having multiple programs. Like what I have right now. Popping web page and a regular web browser, searching stuff. You know, full bar, it's playing music, voice meter. Doing the mixing and the light post is having the effect. Doing the noise gate. And you can open a whole bunch of other stuff. And be able, hey, computer can take it. Try to do that 5 years ago. You have a little awkward order chips. But it has improved so much. Like computing has improved so much. Finally, to this point. Great. So, oh no. That means all the new 3D games is going to be so real. People will just, I don't like the real world. I'm going this world. Yeah. I'll be like, oh, Brian, so. I can't even do Brian. Only Bark dies. Do it. No. You know what? Since I left San Diego, I wish I met him. Because I know hangs out on the ocean side, does that interview thing. Man, I wish I was there. Met him. Dude, Mark dies. I never met him. There's so many people from there. A whole bunch of people live there. Like Escondido. Like I said, with the Ken Block. Mr. Ed. We've got two other people. Forgot their name. I'm having that Brad Pitt moment. I know what they look like. They live together. That's kind of, and that's when Ken started the clothing thing with the drawers. Paint this logo with the screen, silk screen, screen pieces, send it. But we can print it here on the East Coast. And had one of the guys, well, their friends, say, hey, dude, can you print my jacket? I think I'm pulling up my hoodies out of drawers, hoodie. Then I give it away. That thing is worth, I'm thinking like thousands. I pull on sale because I didn't want to touch it, so I pull in my closet. But when I left New Jersey, do I need this? Give it away. I can give it to a friend. It's like one direction. Even the shorts. I mean, it was got holes. It was ripped because I was skateboarding, doing BMX. And it just kind of ripped apart. I was in a mosh pit with that. Ripped apart. Like a regular cargo shorts. But as a drawer. So, yeah, at the time, I wish I was there that happened. But then I wish I was there when Mark dies. But I left. I never got to see. I always miss the time. Do I want to go back there? Like, no, not right now. Maybe one day. I mean, I do want to be a, eventually be a beach bum server. So that's my aim. Like, I'm not aiming for it. I'm going to be a millionaire, billionaire. I'm going to start my own company and stuff. Like, no, just get a nice little property somewhere. Build a little container house and build a little container cafe and build a big fire pit. So with the servers, like, hey, you want to hang out here? Put your board. Come have some beer, coffee. Whatever, wine, go hang out, listen to music. And container music room. Yeah, I need one of those. I just thought about it. I was making something. Just screwing around with a container size. That would be great. A portable container music room. Or like a humidor. I don't smoke cigars. Would have been cool. Or like one cellar. Be kind of neat to have one. We're like, let me see. Maybe one day. Yeah, but my ambition is that I just want to be a beach bum. Maybe take some photos, take some videos, or just do live. Who cares? And do this podcast. Then I'll be happy. Okay. I don't need to worry about that. The craziness. And then once in a while, go to JDM, Japanese domestic market. Meet. Get some JDM cars. Hang out. That's it. Simple life. Is it simple? Probably not. I made it simple, but it's not that simple. You need to get there. How are you going to get there? That's the hard part. I think I'm pretty sure I'm going to get there. Yeah, I've seen it. My vision is, it's going to happen. So many times I've done that. It's like a vision. It's like, it's almost like you're sending it to the universe. It's like, okay, I'm going to answer this person back. We'll start from here, eventually be there. Here's the process. Things happen. It's amazing. It happens to be a lot. For a normal person, you're like, oh, I can try this. No, it takes a little time to understand what it is. And there's always a drawback. So you gotta be like, balance. You have to have this balance. Like, I can't explain it to anyone, but you gotta have this type of balance. Once you get that balance correct, then that's the thing you want will happen. Will start happening. It might be a bad thing, might be a good thing. Might go like, oh, negative direction, but in the end will be positive. So you have to like think ahead. It's almost like what I do with the crypto stuff. I'm thinking way ahead. I'm thinking like years ahead. Let me get this now. I'll wait. Just leave it there. Do not touch. Like 5 years. Purple tunnel. 5 years. 5 years. 10 years. Save some for 10 years. Save some for 5. And watch. You need to take some out, keep some on the side. You can take it out, you can trade it. Like low volume. That's what you need to do. So go with that. Is that financial advice? Well, sort of not. But I'm not a financial person. I'm not a professional. But I'm just doing common sense. This is common sense. And if you don't have it, then I don't know what to say. Try to learn. It's by experience. You watch people do stupid things. Keep going the wrong way. You've seen it many times. Like, oh, okay, I learned my lesson by not doing, but by observing. And opposite, I'm going to try something else. Then you observe something that works. Oh, that's the way to do it. That's by experience. If you don't have those experience, oops. And, I kind of encourage everybody to do it, even the younger generation. Just go experiment. Bad things happen. But you learn from it. It's like, okay. Yeah, but don't put everything in. Just put a little bit and see. Okay. Have a good understanding what it is. Put a little effort, put a little whatever wealth, put a little bit. That's what I meant by it, but try it. If you don't have that experience, then you're going to do stupid things. Like people who go to casinos. It's like, I'm going to put my house on sale. Or like, I'm going to do this for my deed. I'm gonna get some chips, win it back. It's like, and they lost. You can see people, their faces. Let me double down. They lost. They go to the bar and just drink. Oh, it's done. Yeah. You didn't learn. It's not. whether it's addiction or not, just like you tend to experience that lost and find a way you come back. That's through experience. And the younger you are, the experience that, the better you are. Get older, believe it or not. Because it's going to happen multiple times. You're not going to be aware. It does happen. Wow. Holy cow. I did this once. Then eventually you learn the lesson. Or maybe you don't. Cycle. Most people I met, like, yeah, I made those mistakes beginning. Oh, several times. But then I learned. And I got better at it. You have to work it out. The same thing with exercise. You gotta exercise. Pain. Lots of pain. Beginning. Then eventually it's getting easier. Then you stop. Then you lose it. And you gotta come back again. Right? To learn that. So I encourage a lot of people, especially young, go video game. It's not the same. You can play video games. You can learn that stuff from video, but it's not real. It's not a real thing. And then if you're not the outlier, don't forget it. You won't make any money. Best off, just go do something. Learn how to make money. Because that, unfortunately, we are running by money. Eventually, it's going to be a digital like coin. But you got to do something to earn it. You cannot sell yourself. If you don't have that thing for videos on YouTube or on any other place, like Twitch, stuff, if you don't have that thing, you just cannot get people to watch. Or like me, with my pockets, well, I don't care who listens to it. Don't listen to it, go ahead. Don't want to listen to it, I don't care either. So I don't have that thing. I do it for other reasons. But if you want to be like top, you have to work your butt off to get the top. But not everybody's going to be there. Not everybody's that outlying person. Because look at what the channels, look at what these tech channels, there's tons. I've seen like so many unbox channels, like, you know, Lewis from Unbox Therapy. He wasn't the first one, but he did it in such a way that it was interesting. He was an outlier that everybody watches. Not everybody's that way. So you gotta think about that. Like, if this doesn't work, what can I fall back on? So I think the best is just go, if you want to do the video thing, go ahead, but have a job. Or have something. Some skill set. Learn it. Then on the weekends, you do once a week. Do that way. You know, a lot of these people think, like, oh, they just became a YouTube star. It came out of nowhere. It's like, no, they've been doing this for a long time. I've been doing my podcast for 6 years. People be like, what? Yeah, 6 years. It takes a long time. Some people, even like Lewis himself, he stated that it took them like 10 years. Yeah. Of course, he bent the Apple device, Apple iPhone. That's how he got famous. But then he learned lessons. He cannot do that with the company. So he's out. Apple will never send him demos. Like, no, if you want demos, go buy it. Like, you don't bend those stuff, say bad things about us. But he learned that way. But we learned that. Like, wow, this company is crazy. So you could not say bad things about us. Okay. So. What else? I don't think there is anything else. So finally, I finished the. I guess I'll pull on my website, add an end to this podcast note. I finished the Midnight 933 Porsche kit. I have a regular Porsche 911 or 922 or 930. I forgot. From the 80s, 90s. Just changed the parts a little bit and fixed all the stuff, and now I got a Midnight kit. Maybe I'll render it. Basic render, put it in to my portfolio thing on my website. That will be it for today. Took me like 3 days I didn't get it correct. Parts missing. Parts like, I gotta do something. I keep seeing little details of the original Midnight Porsche 933. Porsche. More details. Every time I look at the pictures, oh wait, I missed this spot. So I keep adding. Yeah, so that's it for the today. Done with that. I'm gonna relax. I need to shiatsu my back, right hand, shoulder, right back, right back. Right back. I gotta do that today and straighten out this hand. It's doing that clicking. Crazy. Click. Hear that? Wow. That was okay. And that's it. Nothing else. So have a great Friday. Have a wonderful Friday. Wait, hold on a second. I'm going to post it. Your battle zone are not PUBG. Gyrocopter. Gyrocopter, PLA gyrocopter, with the missiles. What the? Well, anyway, have a great Friday. Have a wonderful weekend. I don't know. Don't do anything I wouldn't do, which is nothing. Because I have a curious mind. Oh, what does that one do? Click. Don't touch that. I like to touch things. Yeah. Yeah, but just don't do anything naughty. Have a wonderful summer, because it's coming to an end. How do I know? Because when you go to Costco or somewhere, the Starbucks pumpkin spice bag shows up, or the Keurig box shows up, then you know, say, pumpkin. Oh, is gone. Summer is gone. That's an indication. So, anyway, have a great day, and I'll be back on Monday.